This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Plains FM and this is Skillwise On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to this month's edition of Skillwise On Air. Today is Anzac Day and we present the sounds of Anzac. We open the program with a song from Rosie Parsons. She tells the story of William John's Stephen. He was killed in action on 27th August 1915. Up until his departure for Gallipoli, he lived in Opawa.
I'll tell you a story about a young soldier, a soldier as brave as they come. In 1914, he sailed from New Zealand, and that's where this story's begun. He was one of 10,000 young men from New Zealand. They joined the Australians to sail. They called them the Anzacs and they headed for Egypt. And here is the start of his tale. I'm William John Stephen, I'm proud of my name. I'm proud of my country, I'm proud that I came. I'll fight for your freedom. Australia, the biggest in history, with tucker and horses and men. So full of excitement, we all talked incessantly about how this war we would win. Then we sailed through a hurricane, we lost 16 horses, and 3 men were drowned on the way. And a fellow named Pringle jumped ship in Colombo, and he hasn't been seen to this day. I'm William John Stephen, I'm proud of my name. I'm proud of my country, I'm proud that I came. I'll fight for your freedom, I'll fight bloody well. I'm young and I'm willing and I'll blow them to hell. We pitched camp in Egypt, from there into Turkey, all willing and ready to fight. Australians and Indians, New Zealand and British, we felt sure that we'd be all right. But it was early in August of 1915, in a place they call Chonacler. How could we have known the fate we were facing when hell reached for every man there? With death and destruction and pain all around us, it was more than a soldier could take. And while we kept up our courage for the dead and the wounded, the scars of the heart were too great. come glad to bring us some aid. We'll all die here slowly, not one will be saved. It is over now and men lie around me, the men who I've known since I came. The living lay shattered and the dead lay unburied, and I wonder who'll shoulder the blame. I'm William John Stephen, I'll sing here no more. A cruel Turkish bullet left me dead on that shore, but it seems through my diaries my story's been shared, and I'm proud of New Zealand, and I'm proud of our dead. So when you're imagining that life is impossible and things just aren't going your way, please remember Gallipoli and William John Stephen. He died so you'd be free today. Lest we forget.
John Mac Cormac called it. It's a long way to Petaruri in 1914.
Up to mighty London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay. Singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square, till Paddy got excited, then he shouted to them there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way. Paddy wrote a letter to his Irish Molly O, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling Molly dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's
The pollen flounders fields tells the origin of the puppy. This clip from the Royal British Legion tells how.
Early in the First World War, soldiers were quick to notice that blankets of red poppies were the first signs of life to appear on the devastated battlefields of the Western Front. Burying a close friend and comrade who had been killed on May 2nd, 1915, a Canadian doctor, Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, noticed how the bright flowers were pushing through the newly dug graves. Perched in the back of the field ambulance, he contemplated the scene and, in a creative outburst of just 20 minutes, penned one of the most famous poems of all time.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead.
Short days ago, McCrae didn't like his poem at first. He crumpled the paper it was written on and threw it away. But his fellow soldiers admired it and encouraged him to submit it for publication. Having been rejected by the Spectator magazine, it was first published in Punch magazine on December 8, 1915. The poem inspired the use of silk poppies as a symbol of remembrance, championed by two women, an American academic, Moina Michael, and Anna Guerin of France. They encouraged the newly formed British Legion to buy 9 million silk poppies for what would become the first poppy appeal in 1921. This raised today's equivalent of £30 million towards the welfare of veterans and the care of their families. 100 years later, the poppy appeal still raises funds for this purpose. The poppy remains a symbol of remembrance and hope, and In Flanders Fields is one of the best-loved and well-known poems in the English language. McCrae himself died of pneumonia towards the end of the war. His body remains in France, but his poem lives on.
Flanders fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Keep the home fire burning with poplar. It is Some by Nathan Lay.
They were summoned from the hillside, they were called in from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along. And although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Far away.
there came a pleading, help a nation in distress. And we gave our glorious laddies honour, made us stool no less. For no gallant son of freedom to a tyrant's yoke should bend, and a noble heart must answer to the sacred call of friend. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning, though your lads are far away. They dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boys
of Anzac Tea is next. It's read by Max Cryer.
Anzac Ted's a scary bear, and I can tell you why. He's missing bits, his tummy splits, he only has one eye. His fur is torn and dirty, and he hasn't any clothes. He doesn't hear with just one ear. He should have two of those. His head is kind of wobbly, and his legs are rather slow. Perhaps it's due to one or two encounters with a foe. I put him in the washer, and I try to get him clean. But Anzac clings to bras and strings and things I've never seen. He frightens all the children, making show and tell a mess. I don't know why some start to cry, but reckon I can guess. He never wins the toy show when we vote our favourite toy. He doesn't tote a single vote from any girl or boy. Instead, the class just ridicules all 27 kids, though no one knows my Anzac's woes or just how brave he is. They just can't see he's special or the secret he may hold. He might look worn and badly torn, but Anzac's very old. See, Anzac was my grandpa's when my grandpa was a kid. He made it through a war or two, just like the Anzacs did. When Grandpa Jack enlisted, he was only 21. He kissed his wife, he loved his life, and hugged his baby son. Then Grandma packed a teddy bear, the bear he called his own. "For luck," she said, "take Anzac Ted. I know he'll bring you home." So Anzac Ted went off to war, from Africa to Greece, and in each tent that Anzac went, he gave our soldiers peace. He soon became their mascot, and despite the diggers' dread, they knew that they would make it through alongside Anzac Ted. So Anzac was a hero when the war was finally done. Though battle-sore and scarred by war, he'd faced his fears and won. He never saw a medal, but some heroes never do, and we don't see just how we'd be without our Anzac crew. I know he isn't pretty, and some people roll their eyes, but if they see, like you and me, through Anzac's thin disguise, they'd see a hero plain as day who sits upon my bed, a hero who saved me and you. His name is Anzac Ted.
John McDougar sings that green field of France.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath a warm summer sun? I've been walking all day, and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Or young Willie McBride, was it slow and unseen? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed then forever behind a glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? I am Willie McBride. I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and the dying was all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes
only the flowers of the forest.
You were listening to Skillwise On Air's Anzac Day special here on Plains FM.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag. It was another popular song from Nathan Lyon.
Private Perks is a funny little codger with a smile, a funny smile. 5 feet none, he's an artful little dodger with a smile, a funny smile. Flush or broke, he'll have his little joke. He can't be suppressed. All the other fellows have to grin when he gets this off his chest.
Hey!
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Private Perks went a marching into Flanders with his smile, his funny smile. Loved by the privates and commanders for his smile, his funny smile. When a throng of Germans came along with a mighty swing, Perks yelled out, "This little bunch is mine. Keep your heads down, boys, and sing.
Hey!
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile.
The First World War was the war to end all wars. Unfortunately, this was not the case in 1939, where we were called again to arms. British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain announced the opening of hostilities.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany. You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me that all my long struggle to win peace has failed. Yet I cannot believe that there is anything more or anything different that I could have done and that would have been more successful. Up to the very last, it would have been quite possible to have arranged a peaceful and honorable settlement between Germany and Poland. But Hitler would not have it. He had evidently made up his mind to attack Poland, whatever happened. And although he now says he put forward reasonable proposals which were rejected by the Poles, that is not a true statement. The proposals were never shown to the Poles, nor to us. And though they were announced in the German broadcast on Thursday night, Hitler did not wait to hear comments on them, but ordered his troops to cross the Polish frontier the next morning. His action shows convincingly that there is no chance of expecting that this man will ever give up his practice of using force to gain his will. He can only be stopped by force. And we and France are today, in fulfillment of our obligations, going to the aid of Poland, who is so bravely resisting this wicked and unprovoked attack upon her people. We have a clear conscience. We have done all that any country could do to establish peace. But a situation in which no word given by Germany's ruler could be trusted, and no people or country could feel itself safe, had become intolerable. And now that we have resolved to finish it, I know that you will all play your part with calmness and courage.
World War II had its own popular music. Vera Lynn was the force's sweetheart. Here she is with There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. It was recorded in 1942.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill was a driving force. Here he is with his "We Shall Fight on the Beaches" speech.
When Napoleon lay at Boulogne for a year with his flat-bottomed boats and his grand army, he was told by someone, "There are bitter weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the British expeditionary force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary for years, if necessary alone. At any rate, that is what we are going to try to do. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government, every man of them. That is the will of Parliament and the nation. The British Empire and the French Republic, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world with all its power and might steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old."
It's next with "Kissing Goodnight, Sergeant Major."
"Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Tuck me in my little wooden bed. We all love you, Sergeant Major. When we hear you bawling, shower-lay. Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a father to me." Private Jones came in one night, full of cheer and very bright. He'd been out all day upon the street. He bumped into Sergeant Smeck, put his arms around his neck, and in his ear he whispered tenderly, "Quite great, private Jones.
Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major.
Tuck me in my little wooden bed.
Wooden bed.
We all love you, Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major.
When we hear you bawling, show a leg.
King, show a leg.
Lolly. Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea.
Hot cup of tea.
Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major. Be a mother to me."
Mm-hmm.
in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a mother to me.
Music was popular on both sides. Lily Mullane was popular in both Germany and Britain. Here is Vera Lynn's version.
Underneath the lantern by the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. 'Twas there that you whispered tenderly that you loved me, you'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Time would come for roll call, time for us to part. Darling, I'd caress you and press you to my heart. And there, neath that far-off lantern light, I'd hold you tight, we'd kiss goodnight, my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there. All confined to barracks was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting in the street. I heard your feet, but could not meet my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Resting in a billet just behind the line, even though we're parted, your lips are close to mine. You wait where that lantern softly gleams. Your sweet face seems to haunt my dreams, my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene.
It's performed by Dude Marsh.
We will march, march, march to the enemy.
In days gone by, when the Maori went to war, they fought and fought until the last man died for the honour of their tribe. And so we carry on this proud tradition you will always hear.
Merry Battalion, march to victory. Merry Battalion, staunch and true. Merry Battalion, march to glory. Take the honour of the people with you. We will march, march, march to the enemy. And we'll fight right to the end. For God, for King, and for country. Owe, hanke, hanke, kia, kae. Merry Battalion, march to victory. Merry Battalion, staunch and true. Merry
battalion march to glory. Take the honor of the people with you. We will march, march, march to the enemy, and we'll fight right to the end. For God, for King, and for country. Oh, eh, agge, agge, ki, aga, eh. Merry Battalion, march to victory. Merry Battalion, staunch and true. Merry Battalion, march to glory. Take the honor of the people with you. We will march, march, march to the enemy, and we'll fight right to the end. For God, for King, and for country. Oh, eh, akke, akke, ki, akka, eh. Akke, akke, ki, akka, eh. Away. We will march, march, march to the enemy, and we'll fight right to the end.
Gracie Fields was Anna Patera Sina. She sings Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Not a tear, but a cheer, make it gay. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I. Wish me luck as you wave me.
Connected with either world war, Where Have All the Flowers Gone tells of the fallacy of war. Here is the Kingston Trio's version.
This wraps up the programme. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on the last Thursday of May. Don't forget, a podcast is available. Till then, bye for now.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers, everyone.
When will they ever learn?